there was something familiar about the woman's voice, and Vistara finally recognized it. The woman should have had flawless lavender skin and hair as white as snow. Clearly, she was in makeup and a wig, disguised to be able to move among the people of Namchurios without standing out.
Tola Annex, your brains haven't seized up completely, Vistara. Now surrender like a good girl. We need to take you back to your father so you can experience only the most carefully thought out torture and explain which of you cut down Lord Talon. If you didn't do it, you clearly conspired with his killer. You're not their prisoner.
Vistara ignited her lightsaber and began moving forward again.
He had to die. He was changing. He was no longer fit to lead us.
She had not the slightest faith that her words would be believed, but it was something to talk about while making her approach.
Oh, we're aware of the genetic mutations he was experiencing. Accelerated changes, grotesque mutations. You might even be acquitted of complicity because of them, if you surrender.
Of course. Come down here and I'll give you my weapon personally.
As she spoke, Vistara was aware of, and curiously glad of, the footsteps of the Skywalkers following her. Tola's words meant the Sith didn't know who had killed Talon. Therefore, her father had not told them what he had overheard. That realization struck Vistara with the same effect that stepping out into the cold wind had a few minutes earlier. Gavar Kai was protecting her? Showing concern for her fate? She felt a sudden confusion, not sure for a moment whether her father was the man she had grown up with, or the one to whom she had been writing her ridiculously emotional, never-to-be-sent letters. She was now 30 meters from the speeder, and still Tola had not drawn her own lightsaber. Tola did seem to have something in the palm of her hand, but it was nowhere near the size of a lightsaber hilt. Now she changed subjects.
Have you found Abeloth yet? We have some justice in mind for her, too.
Vistara didn't answer. Apparently, Tola didn't expect her to. Suddenly, three men charged from behind the airspeeder, coming to a halt halfway between the speeder and Vistara. All were human, in good shape, dressed like Tola, and carrying lightsabers. One after another, they ignited their weapons, and the red blade sprang into life. Vistara heard Ben's and Luke's weapons snap hiss into readiness behind her. There were no further attempts at negotiation. The Sith in the center of the enemy line bounded forward toward Vistara. The other two went right and left, circling to engage the Skywalkers. Vistara recognized her opponent. He was a Saber, a petty officer under her father's command. He was big, physically imposing, a handful of years older than her. More experienced if one went only by number of years. He came at her with the speed and lack of grace of a fast-moving crawler tank, slashing with his greater reach at her midsection. She darted to the right, putting a waist-high outcropping between the two of them, angling her blade to protect what the projection of stone didn't. She caught his slash on her blade, the force of the attack nearly throwing her back despite the legs she'd braced against the impact. She felt her arm shiver under the blow. It irritated her that she hadn't taken the blow at the correct angle to cause his blade to skid along hers, which would have reduced the impact. She shoved the thought from her mind, but let the anger linger. Being too analytical at a time like this could be fatal. She continued around the outcropping and slashed at the back of his knee, but the impact from that previous blow had robbed her of her forward momentum. The man was able to catch her sash on his blade. He disengaged smoothly, just barely enough to get his blade clear of hers, and popped the tip up toward her in a rising slash. She merely skipped back a pace and let the energy blade pass harmlessly in front of her. Vistara reversed direction. Continuing to circle as she had been would eventually have presented her back to Tola. Her opponent switched to a one-handed grip on his lightsaber and made a forward sweeping gesture with his free hand. Vistara expected something to come flying out of that hand, a small cloud of dust perhaps, but nothing did. Instead, from behind him, a cluster of rocks, some of them the size of a fist, hurtled off the ravine floor and arced up at her. Vistara nearly winced. An overt use of the Force. Somewhere on Namchurios, a Force storm would soon arise, possibly injuring or even killing people. And the realization that this mattered in the least to her was a second unwelcome surprise. Ruthlessly, she suppressed that emotion.